here I come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is.
And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. If you have a home improvement hang-up, help is on the way. You can send an email or call into the show. The Mighty House crew is now on the job. This is
Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you want to give us a call, you can, 773-763-9278. And if you're looking for companies to help you around the house, you can go to MightyHouse.net, click on the Mighty House team page, and you'll find great companies there to help you out, just like Jeff Merritt, and that's from Homestead Inspections. He's on there, and Nachi's on there, so both of them will get you squared away if you need a home inspection or even you just want to have your house checked out because you've been in it 10 years and you want to know what's going on there.
Yeah, I think that's a great service.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Robbie, do you have that Illinois Solar Energy Association? They've got a tour coming up. Mm-hmm. They've got like 130 homes now.
Mm-hmm. 131 homes and businesses.
And that's throughout the state now,
yes,
correct?
Okay.
Correct. Amundo.
Do they do it by county or any other way to kind of figure out where what's at?
You go to IllinoisSolar.org and then you can find, you know, all over the state, but you can find local ones that are close to you and you can go check them out. So okay. If you're interested in solar, you don't know how it works, solar PV, generating electricity,
yep,
solar thermal, which is heating hot water for your home, you can go look at those systems and see how they work. You talk to the homeowners, talk to the installers, you get a good feel of what's going on. You can find out what incentives there are.
And you can go to actually IllinoisSolarTour.org, and then you could see the map. And I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, I figure they must have a listing of, you know, so you can find some things that are local because it's all over the place, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I love the geothermal, though. I think that's...
Geothermal.
That is where it's at.
Some of these homes do have geothermal also. Especially, there's several in the city. I don't know. I can't remember which ones, but there are some homes that are net zero, close to net zero, that are built in the city area that have the geothermal stuff too.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. So what you did last segment,
uh-huh,
I do that every week.
Yeah, I got my own advice. Yeah,
Laura comes in,
how that worked?
Yeah, Laura comes in
It's
like, I just grill her. Okay, I've got this going on. What do I do?
Sure.
What do I do? So it's like my personal gardening segment, you know?
Well, and I'm not the only one, right? This is the time of year where a lot of people are gearing up before the winter comes, right? And get things in the ground, get the grass reseeded, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
you know, hopefully that was informative for other people,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and with that, let's go to Andy in...
Genoa City. It's right up by me.
Over by there.
That's my neighbor.
Hey, Andy, you're on Mighty House.
Hey, thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. Listen, I live in Genoa City, and I built my house about 7 years ago, and I heard it used to be a strawberry farm, and I can't seem to get strawberries to grow real well. I start them, and they get overrun by weeds, and I get about a dozen, and the chipmunks get them off. So
maybe,
I'm wondering,
maybe that explains why it's not a strawberry farm anymore.
Maybe. But I heard they grow real well. I just don't know what type. I've been buying them at, like, Menards and Home Depot and stuff.
Oh.
That's probably the issue.
Okay, so
okay.
Here's the thing. A few years ago, I got some from Mike Novak, who has a show on a different station now. But MikeNovak.net for more information there. He gave me these things, and I planted them. And, you know, the first year, I had three plants. Two of them died, and I'm like, these things aren't going to go. All of a sudden, that one plant then started sending out runners and spreading. And I used to go around and I used to turn the garden over all the time. But then I kept hearing, you know, you should stop doing that because you're all just promoting weed growth by turning the soil over.
Okay.
So this year, I just let them go. They took over the entire garden. They went under the fence. They're growing out through the parking lot.
Well, because you got that one strong one, that one tough one.
It used to be a 3-foot by 3-foot area that I kept them in. They've taken over a 15 by 15 area. It's just they've taken over. If you want some, come on down. I'll give them to you.
Do you know what variety they are?
It's a Marshall strawberry.
A Marshall.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. Any suggestions on the chipmunks? I got a beautiful garden. I mean, everything's growing great, but I get a lot of chipmunks coming in there.
Yeah, those 13-line ground squirrels. Yeah, yeah. They're hungry little suckers, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Any way to deter them without...
A pellet gun?
Without doing them in?
I don't know.
Yeah, without doing them in?
Yeah. Trixie's saying put plastic forks with the forks the prongs pointing up. White plastic forks around in your garden, and they'll stay away.
Okay.
Well, that's right. So try it. I don't know. That's Trixie, you know.
A little fortress, a little fork moat around your.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was thinking a little fence, though. I'll try maybe a little chicken.
Yeah, we got a chipmunk problem at my place in Spring Grove. We're neighbors there, Andy, and
okay.
You know, the problem is they're just too cute to do in. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, they
are.
Yeah, so. See, if they were, you know, not as you know, cute, then maybe it'd be easier.
Yeah, well, I don't mind them nibbling on the cucumbers and some of the stuff, but they ate my 12 strawberries that I got this year.
Yeah. So. Yep. And the mice do. Field mice do the same thing. I think out of all the strawberries I had, I got like 5 or 6 of them before the mice got to them. So, yeah, the field mice like them too. So, all right, good luck, Andy.
All right, thanks for the advice.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So, yeah, that's pretty funny. They like that. I mean, the berries, it's tough.
Well,
to
and you got the right plant. That has a lot to do with it. You know, you get certain varieties of different ones or different specimen, and they just seem to do well, and the others don't. You know,
well this was an heirloom strawberry plant. So,
okay.
You know, it was like almost on the verge of extinction. So then someone
and you're bringing it back.
No, I'm not bringing it back. It's taking over. I mean, it's invaded my whole garden. It ran underneath some evergreens and started growing on the other side. I mean, it's insane. It's just, so I potted a bunch of them up. I gave them to Mike. I said, "Here, Mike, I know you know other people are wanting these. Let's start spreading the word." So I took some home, put them underneath some trees where nothing grows, and they're taking off there too.
Okay.
So it's like
I'm going to come to the office and get some.
All right, please do.
Yeah, I might have to try a little of this. I'm a little afraid though.
Oh yeah, I'll give you some.
Well, it may take over. Then what?
There's your ground cover. You don't have to buy mulch anymore.
Oh boy.
So how did you guys meet 100 years ago?
We both worked for Lance.
Yeah, we worked for the same guy.
A company in Highland Park.
I went in and applied for a job, and then they partnered me up with Ron. They said, "You go work with this guy." And then he yelled at me a lot for the first
the same
bunch
company?
Of years.
Huh?
Yeah, Ron used to hurt my feelings all the time. He called me a big girl when I couldn't lift things.
He still calls me that. Why are you such a girl? Well, just say it the way you always say it.
Well, I know.
Girl.
I never say that anymore.
You're such a girl.
That's not politically correct to say that.
Yeah, so you can't say that anymore.
I don't say that anymore.
You can't hurt people's feelings anymore, apparently.
Like when I didn't want to get the dead mice out. You're such a girl.
I didn't say that.
Man up. Pull up your big girl panties.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Put on your big boy pants.
Your big boy pants.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You can't say that anymore either. It's discriminatory,
Ron. Oh, he says all that stuff. So he treated you like that, huh?
I do not say any of that kind of stuff.
Well, Ron's one of those guys, he can criticize you, but he can do it in a nice way.
Let's go to Larry so that Trixie keeps flipping out. Moni. Hey, Larry, you're on Mighty House.
Good morning. I got a question about a flat roof that's ice damming on me every year.
Okay.
The roof size is approximately 20 by 50 feet long. Now, my question is, can I put heat tape up on there without penetrating the membrane?
Yeah. If you have the heat tape and then you buy some of the roof mastic and just put that over small areas, that don't put too thick of an area on the roof mastic on there. Because then you'll create hot spots within the wire, and it'll short out and break. So you can do, or you can just glue it to the bottom also with some silicone if you want. And just lay it down on there. The real problem is your roof isn't insulated properly, and that's why you're getting the ice.
That's right.
Just so you know.
Right, and it's an older building too, so there's no way of getting in there and insulating without major construction.
Right.
So I can use the mastic on there.
Yeah, yeah. Just use small dabs of it. Don't put it over large areas because it'll overheat it. And it'll also just short out then. And they make a controller.
Okay,
they make a controller that will turn on automatically when the temperature gets below 32 and there's a certain amount of humidity, they will automatically turn on. So the thing is, if you've already got the ice buildup up there and then you go turn the switch on, it's too late.
Yep.
So you want.
No, that's why it's nice and warm out. I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The controller is the way to go for sure.
Yeah. That.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, people leave those on and they run and run and run. And they go in and it burns up within a year. know, this thing doesn't work anymore. Well, you can't run it 24/7. And then once it gets up into the 70s and you remember in the spring,
it's shorted out
when the little pilot light's on, you know, in the garage on the pilot light type switch.
Yep. Hey, Trixie, you listening? Guess what? On the Twitter, Michael says plastic forks did not work for him.
Ooh.
It's the wrong fork. You bought the wrong fork. It's got to be it.
Yeah.
You need sharper ones.
Yeah. So he sent me pictures of his tomato plants and stuff. Hardware cloth completely encased around the entire thing, including the top. So that's how he's protected his
plant. Well, now was he using the white plastic forks?
See, that's it. Or clear.
Maybe he used
clear.
This, you know, the white plastic ones are wimpy.
Oh, yeah.
You got to use those clear acrylic ones, you know, the real stiff, you know.
Yeah.
Like if you snap one, shatters. It breaks in about 19 pieces and kills somebody.
Right. Okay.
that's the one you need.
Right.
I'm making all this up, you know.
Yeah. I know that.
Okay.
Robbie doesn't.
I'm ignoring.
Yeah, see.
I really don't know what kind of fork to use.
Hold on. I'm getting to a question for you.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Dear Ron,
uh-huh.
My condo is about 40 years old. I have owned it for 20. I need to replace one of the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Say it the way you usually say it. Turlet.
It's a turlet. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you recommend? I don't think I will be keeping this condo for many more years, so I would rather not spend a lot on this, but I want to make sure I'm getting something that's of decent quality. Thanks. Love your show. I listen from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Denver.
Is that how they say that out there?
Turlet.
Commode. All right. So you're looking for a new water closet. So what you want to do is, I like Toto. I think Toto's work great. We've been using them for 15 years. Ever since they went to the 1.3 gallon flush, that's been the toilet we've always gone to.
That is a good unit, with the exception of some models have a flush lever issue, which is well known.
Yeah. That, and I think Kohler has caught up dramatically. They've got some really good products out there now. So that's also good. And something we just did this week is we put in I think it's pronounced Inex, and it's a Inex Rico.
Don't know that
toilet. Amazing toilet. It's not very it's not very cheap though. That's the thing.
Okay.
So this toilet it's got a heated seat.
Which you got to have.
You got to have that.
So, now, is this battery operated?
No, this plugs in.
Well, who has a plug behind their toilet?
Well, that's what we came in for. We had to move the water lines out of the way because it's a little wider than your standard toilet. So you have to move the water line. You have to add an outlet.
Okay.
So when you walk up to it and you walk up to the toilet, the lid automatically opens. Okay. It also, as the lid is opening, starts playing whatever music you've got programmed into it. So the music starts playing for you. All right. So
that now, just seems odd to me.
I'm not done.
I mean, what do you choose for?
Metallica, you know, something like that, you know, some really rocking music, or you could go soothing.
What are you anticipating doing on the toilet that you need rocking music?
I don't know. Or maybe you want something relaxing. Depends.
That would be more my speed.
So it has a light, so it lights up.
Yeah.
So you know where to aim.
And this is what, $8,000?
Six. And so then it opens up, and then it'll also, as you're doing your business, it emits a fragrance for you, so that way you don't smell anything. It's a nice fragrance that it emits while you're doing your business.
I'm so freaked out.
Okay. So then it has the bidet feature, and you can set the water temperature. So that way the temperature for the bidet feature is correct.
Okay.
You know, and adjust the aim. And then when you're done, it blow dries. So it will blow dry everything. So then you don't need to worry about that. And then when you stand up, it will automatically flush.
Nice.
And where's this made?
It's a Japanese toilet.
It's Japanese. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But Toto makes one also. Toto.
That fancy. Toto doesn't make one that plays music.
Yeah. Toto has, we've installed the Totos also.
Oh my gosh, what's the world coming to?
And this has been Toilet Talk with Ron Cowgill.
Yes, it has.
And I'm worried about my brush.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding.
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. This is Mighty House with Ron Cowgill, answering all of your toughest questions about home repair. Get all your answers from the experts. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you, too, can give us a call, 773-763-9278. If you want to join Toilet Talk with us. Because we went into the break, and Ian said, okay, how much is that toilet really?
I was kidding. I was being facetious.
No, it's a $6,000. And it took one guy 2 days to install it, to move everything.
Well,
and
that's because the first day was just reading the instruction manual.
Yeah. And then it took two guys to set it. To set the bowl part, it takes two guys to carry that.
Why? Because it's that heavy?
It's that heavy, and you have to... There's a
Sounds like it's got about the same degree of technology as the first lunar lander.
Yes, but there's this cradle that you bolt down to the toilet flange.
Okay,
and then a mounting cradle that it all bolts together. And then as you drop the bolt over it, there's a pipe that needs to go inside its other gasket. You can't set it crooked. You got to come down exactly.
Perfect. Right on the money.
Right on the money.
Two guys
to set the toilet.
Wow. Yeah, so who's the service tech that comes out when you have a problem with it, you call a number and they send somebody from Aston Martin or Ferrari,
right? Yeah.
And, guy comes out.
And they need a computer.
Puts a coat of wax on it, changes the plugs.
Well, it's a computer background, you know. You need a computer specialist, really.
Okay.
That's
another thing. Does it have Wi-Fi? Can you talk to it? Okay, so you can control it and to program and do all that stuff from your laptop.
With a remote.
Oh, with a remote.
It's got a remote.
You don't even need a laptop.
No.
Comes with its own remote.
Right.
Okay. Right.
And it syncs to your phone, so you don't.
There you go. So you can change things while you're on the commode,
right,
playing with your smartphone.
Yes.
Yeah. You just, different track. That tune's not doing it for me, if you know what I'm saying. Not enough brand, so I got to change music.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I can't be more specific than that.
Please, I think you can.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Yeah.
Where did you?
You know what I've been wanting to mention the whole time.
What's that?
This toilet brush thing. Toilet brushes are best actually not for toilets, because that wire in them, you know, you can bend them, manipulate them, shape them into whatever. They're great for cleaning, like all kinds. I use them on my boat. I use them for my motorcycle wheels. I use them for getting in hard to reach. It's the greatest brush in the whole wide world for everything but toilets. Doesn't fit in a toilet worth anything.
No, right. It doesn't.
No, I'm telling you, they're worthless for toilets, but they're great for motorcycle rims.
I got to try that.
Who are you?
Oh, Ian Snook. From Accurate Remodeling Company. We haven't even said the company. No,
I've tried many, many
times.
Well,
I keep a low profile.
Ron was like, everybody knows Ian.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have a website?
You do this to me every time, Robbie.
Do I?
Well, we do have a website, but it's accuremodeling.biz. But it's been under construction for some time.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Nope.
Do you have an email?
Yep.
Are you going to share it?
Nope.
Why?
You know, I've been word of mouth for 20 years.
And email is not word of mouth.
And I'm going to say I'm an exclusive contractor.
Ooh.
Ian, why do you want us to say who you are if listeners can't?
I'm teasing.
Contact you.
We're on Angie's List. We're with Home Advisor. You can find us in the Yellow Pages. We're listed with the Better Business Bureau. You know, been in business, same name, 20 plus years. You look up Accurate Remodeling and you'll find us. The original Accurate Remodeling. I've noticed there's been a few more that have popped up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was incidental.
I just chose
the name out of nowhere, but having the A's.
Rochelle, Shamrock, Texas, Eugene,
yeah, there's a
Oregon.
Big one. There's a big one in Denver.
What town are you in, Accurate?
We're in Spring Grove, Illinois.
Spring Grove.
Beautiful
Illinois.
Spring Grove, Illinois. Mm-hmm.
So you're making it very easy for people to get in. This is your house. Wow.
Oh, boy. See that? That's what I'm talking about with
Google
and Facebook.
Your address is here and your phone number's right here.
No, it's probably got a picture of the inside of my master bedroom, too. You know.
That's creepy. No, but I'm going to see the outside of this house. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
Let's see there, Robbie.
Is that your house?
What's it got? No, isn't that funny? See, that's my old house. I don't even reside. They haven't resided there in years.
Really?
Yeah. No, they got, you know, that's the problem with this
stuff.
That was
in Fox Lake. Oh, this picture was from August 2012.
Yes, that's still outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we've been in Spring Grove for, I think, 5 years now or something like that.
Oh, is that on blank blank road?
Yeah, it's on blank blank road. But yeah, it's Accurate Remodeling.
Does it start with
and the
P?
Office number is 847-973-2860. I guess 847-973-2860. Yeah,
have
that's the way you get hold of us.
Since 1994,
somewhere right in there. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, we like talking to people on the phone and doing that stuff and taking people to our jobs. And, you know, websites are a great thing. I really just haven't had the time to dedicate it. We're a small outfit and we do just kind of one job at a time.
Mm-hmm.
No job too big or small. Truly a one-call does-it-all company. Friendly prompt service, reasonable rates. We perform handyman services, too. We have grown and maintained our business throughout the economic slowdown. Due to our experience and professionalism.
Needs to be updated.
We have not had to reinvent. And then it just...
What's that?
Left, and Angie's List, something popped up here that I can't even get out of now.
Oh, that was on Angie's List you were reading that?
Yes.
Oh, that was Angie's List? I don't even know who wrote that. Maybe somebody from Angie's List.
Right.
They want a lot of money from contractors, Angie's List.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now that's free, too, for the homeowner to get in, and they're just...
That's correct.
And
because they've learned the secret. They've decided to give up their dirty little secret, which is that contractors pay big money
to be
priority listing. They say, oh, no, we don't charge all that stuff, so there's no.
Right.
I know of certain companies in the Chicagoland area that between Angie's List and Home Advisor are spending north of $40,000 a month.
Oh, yeah.
And they are paying for their leads. They
right.
pay for those leads.
Right. They pay to be pop-up number one in those areas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big, you know, those are the people. Listen, the remodeling business, you know, you and I, listen, you know, we make a good living and it served us well. But if you want to make big money, you need to be in the, you know, internet search prioritization business or whatever
right.
they call that.
Yeah. I don't know. Word of mouth is
search optimization, I think,
right.
is the term, right?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. If you don't have really good word of mouth and you're not getting repeat and referral business, you have to do a lot of advertising and then you
right.
have to spend that kind of money. So
yeah, and we've always, and just like your business, we've always done well with that repeat and referral.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really been our thing. Now sometimes at times it's tough to grow your client base, you know, at maybe a pace you'd like to. But we've just kept it small and kept our quality where we want it. That's always been my main concern. You've known me a long time.
Yeah.
I'm a perfectionist.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of growing.
You know, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What should we grow?
I was just waiting to get a word in there.
Break in any time, Robbie.
I think I will. Okay. We have a comment.
Uh-oh.
From Courtney Michaels, who said, we have been trying to get those Marshall strawberries for years. The lady who runs their website sells out year after year.
Uh-huh.
And she says, so I was looking, I was searching, and I found a woman named Leah in Maine.
Yeah.
And I said, is that who? And she says, yes, she used to ship them in the spring and fall, and she would sell out the spring shipment all the time.
Right.
She then only went to the fall.
Right.
Is that where you got yours?
That could be, because Mike Novak probably had her on the show, and that's where we got them, probably.
So you got them from Mike?
Yes.
I see.
Did you miss that part earlier?
I knew that he was going to give some to Mike to give away to his listeners.
No, and that's what I did. I gave probably 20 or 25 plants. I went through this was great. I cleaned out my garage. I went and got all the little planters, you know, the plastic containers
yeah.
all the plants come in.
Yeah.
And I went around and I collected all those that I could find. And then I went and dug up all the runners and I just planted them in there. And then, so now I cut off all the runners and now I've got all these potted.
So as a charitable act, as well as being able to recycle and renew some pot. There you go.
And so I took them down. Now they're all growing all over of Mike's front steps.
Do you want to know how much you could get for these plants?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, these sound like
know.
They're highly desirable.
I know.
But at this point, I thought, and that's the other reason I stopped cutting them back, because I used to just chop them all back every year because they were just taking over everything. But then they're like, what?
You might have
how
some
much are they?
You might have some 30? Supplemental income on your hands here, Ron.
How much?
One plant, if you're local in Maine, is $30. For one teeny,
you're sitting on a gold mine.
I just,
teeny.
And,
I just
you thought that going to Colorado and growing marijuana was going to be where it was at.
Look how small this plant is. If you want it shipped from Maine, two-day shipping,
Strawberries are where it's at. That's the future.
I've got $1 million sitting in my front yard.
And, you know, my answer to that is who doesn't?
I mean, look, it's this big. Can you see this?
Yeah, it's tiny. That's in a, how big?
That's 45. It doesn't say.
They say, I'm telling you what size. Is that like a 1 pint?
But it's a numbered plant. Comes in a handmade container suitable.
Okay.
Along with.
I'm undercutting her. I'm going to undercut her.
By how much?
Just come get them.
Oh, that's big undercut.
Yeah. So four of them with shipping. $135.
I should start. Wow. I should start digging.
And that's from Maine. Where in Maine? Out of curiosity, I got a sister who lives in Maine, so I know Maine a little bit. I'm just curious.
What is that?
I guess you sing in order to get directions.
Can I go to the phones now? Pee Wee Herman, can I go to the phones?
I say, well, let him go. That's my Pee-wee.
The big shoe dance. Let's go.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Vince in Melrose Park.
I have a new business.
Hey, Vince.
How you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Strawberries out of France.
I'm right. Doing as always. I hear. question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard or have you ever seen anybody do skim coat on cement like a driveway?
Yeah. It'll last. It'll last until next spring.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Now, you can't, there are epoxy coatings and finishes you can put over as long as it's stable and not cracked up a bunch. Sundeck is one company that you can call. They'll come out and you can actually recoat that. And they make it look like bluestone or brick or, you know, there's a bunch of different coatings they can put on there. And it's like an epoxy type finish that you'll see around pool decks and stuff like that. But you can also do it in your garages, on your driveways.
Is that a faux finish thing, Ron, or a stamping?
Like, well, it has
a texture.
Yeah, it has a texture to it. So Sundeck is one supplier that I know of that does that. And I think they're out in Buffalo Grove or something like that. Or Wheeler.
Very expensive.
Actually, it's not too bad. And, you know, if you compare it to replacement or something like that, it's not too bad. Right.
What's the situation you have now, Vince? You just have a driveway that's failing, or
it's got the pitting,
mm-hmm. Spalling,
and there are some cracks, and I'm sure the cracks. And I was going to get somebody to come in and jack it and lift, straighten it out,
right? Mud jacket.
Yep, yeah. CRC concrete raising. Paul will take care of it for you. And watch out when you call those guys. Make sure they're actually using a Portland mix. A lot of people have. Clay that they milk up into like a paste, and then they just pump clay in there, which then washes back out again. So, what I like about CRC is they've got a Portland mix they're putting underneath there. So once they pump it up and raise it, it actually stays there.
Yeah, there's only a 3 feet by 2 foot spot that mm-hmm. needs to be raised up, and this guy hit asphalt on the side, and
yeah.
Oh, God.
But that three by two area is probably in a corner where you've got a crack radiating from edge to edge, right? So it's a corner that's floated away, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the worst thing is when you buy a house from a guy who thinks he's a handyman.
Uh-huh.
I own one now.
Everything's rigged.
Yep. Yeah, you got
we
it.
All do.
All right, cool.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Vince.
You. Have a nice day.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
What do you got, Robbie?
Another person about the strawberries.
What?
This strawberry's hot. I'm telling you, you're missing your market, Ron.
I'm doing it. Don't ixnay on the Henri Arquette May.
You should see Robbie here in the studio. She got little dollar signs in her eyes. You should
I'm
see
going
her.
To $30.
I've never seen you smile so much.
$30.
$30 for a plant this big.
There's got to be $9,000 in my front.
Oh, I was going to go quarter million.
Not anymore.
Easy, $9,000 sitting in there.
People are going to track you down. They're going to start going into your yard and stealing your strawberries.
I have taken care of it. Okay, so this woman.
I'm going to come back and they'll all be gone.
Ordered two plants because she heard about the Mike Novak show.
Mm-hmm.
Plant them in large pots. They begin to multiply. So now she transferred the runners to more pots and some pots that stack up. She has so many now.
Yes.
See?
She says they're very hardy. They don't produce a lot of fruit.
Right.
In her case. So she overwinters them in the basement.
I don't even do that.
And then now she overwinters them on shelves in the garage, protected by plastic. But my question is...
Do you know my gardening technique, right?
Mow it down.
Yes.
That's right. Flail mower.
What I plant things, and it's, you know, the fittest ones will survive. Anything
that's
else?
Right. No, total Darwinism.
Exactly.
Going on in the lawn.
And that's what goes on in my yard so that... You know, when you get in the garden, I let all stuff just grow. And it's actually just taken over this year.
Usually, doesn't that like drive you crazy? Don't you need more organization than that?
No.
No?
Okay. No, it's chaos that makes the beauty of it. How's that?
See, I wish I could look at things that way.
I'm envious. Plants can survive if it's in the garage. You're not watering it. Doesn't get sun.
No, I leave them outside all winter. I just throw leaves over it.
But this woman here, she puts hers in the garage.
Why?
Now. Well, maybe she's listening.
Well, I thought she overwintered them in the basement.
She did, but she lost a couple that way. Now she just puts them in the garage.
And they do fine. They probably go dormant, and they do fine. They just go dormant.
Put them
in the
ground.
Cold.
Just like your grass grows, comes back in spring, these things come in, and they just invade even more space.
I'm going to call them the Mighty House Marshals.
There you go.
They probably
we
go
are
dormant.
Mighty House Marshals.
But if she's got a bunch of them, Robbie, you know, this is a supply and demand kind of thing. So if you plan on capitalizing on this idea, I suggest you get on it soon.
Yeah. Right.
Because it sounds like these things grow fast enough where the supply may outweigh the demand soon.
She said she doesn't know what to do when she sells her house unless she's, you know, hopes that a gardener will buy it. I'm like, hello, Catherine. So I will buy them all.
Add $5,000 to the price.
I'll buy them for a penny each.
Some of the plants I took over to Mike's house had runners. And that runner hadn't even rooted yet and had scented out other runners. I mean, that's just how insane these things grow.
Why can't grass grow that way?
I don't know.
Grass is everybody grows grass, and it's the hardest thing there is to grow.
Uh-huh.
I've never understood that, right? Everything else wants to grow. Weeds, crabgrass, quack grass, foxtails, dandelions.
Hey, dandelions
plantain,
are good.
Clover.
You feed all the dandelions to your chickens. They like that.
Chickens.
You do. They love it.
What if you don't have chickens?
And you know what? Tomorrow I'll listen between 9 and 11, Q4 Radio. That's QUE4.org. And we'll be talking to Mike Novak about these plants tomorrow. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. This is Mighty House with Ron Cowgill, answering all of your toughest questions about home repair. Get all your answers from the experts. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you, too, can give us a call, 773-763-9278. Hey, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what time it is?
It is 10:47 and 49 seconds.
It is clutter clarity time. This is Robbie's segment here. Although I heard Robbie something about you've got
a new
Mighty House
Marshall Strawberry
that you're selling in the parking lot
next
Saturday.
I am truly thinking about it. Come meet Ron and Robbie.
And get your Marshall strawberries.
And we'll sell them.
Yep, she'll have a little radio flyer out there with all her little cartons in it, you know, and like a lemonade stand.
Right.
Oh, you know, Courtney just said she lives in Hawthorne Woods. Uh-huh. She has a car. She'll drive.
Uh-huh.
And
tell her to
she
start.
She said $45 for one strawberry plant. She said I could retire. I'm like, no.
Wow.
We're doing it less than that.
Oh, we're going to undercut them people in Maine, right?
We are. So it's 45.
Poor Mainers. They're going to be mad. They're going to be upset.
$45, that includes shipping.
Uh-huh.
But people can come right here.
Well, this is a green show, too, so we want to, you know, listen, we're not just undercutting them. We're selling you an environmentally friendly alternative because this way you're not paying to ship this stuff all the way from Maine.
Right.
So we're going to reduce the carbon footprint of this strawberry as well. We're keeping it local.
You know what, people?
Farm to table. Ron's farm to your table.
We're almost really serious.
No, I'm dead. I'm totally serious.
I think you're on it right there.
So if you are interested, we will go dig them up and email Robbie at mightyhouse.net if you are interested.
For the Mighty House Marshall Strawberries.
For the Mighty House Marshall
Robbie
Strawberries.
Robbie at
mightyhouse.net. Robbie at mightyhouse.net. If you guys are totally serious, I'm going to put it on Facebook too.
So what are you selling them for? $15? You went undercut her 50% off?
No, 25.
25% off?
25%.
So 20
and off? Then you get bulk discounts.
Oh, okay. So 25 a plant.
Instead of 30.
Instead of 30.
You get 30 off if you buy a gross.
A gross was how many?
That's 144. Gross is 12 dozen. Where you been, guys?
144 plants.
See, it just goes, you're not as ambitious as you need to be for this.
No, Ronna's going to dig them up.
She's going to make me do it.
I'll go to the store and I'll get the little...
I didn't realize how much mileage you could get out of strawberries.
No,
I mean,
no.
For a radio show. For
oh,
talk.
Get the little
hey,
planters.
You know, you just, all you need is us sitting around and, you know, we'll cook something up.
We're crazy people.
Actually, I was going to ask you, Ron, what was the most challenging thing you had happen at the company this week from a remodeling perspective?
I don't know.
Since it's a remodeling show.
Yeah. I told Robbie the story before the show started, and I don't know that I want to go there.
No?
No.
Now you've got me, so now I can't let go of it.
Are you
That's
Robbie?
The leader. That's the teaser.
This is Robbie's segment right now, so.
Hey,
oh,
I'm
that's true. We're Clutter
you,
Clarity. We don't want to eat up your time.
For a second, because I'm posting about, you know,
oh,
plants.
You're, okay, and you're doing then, your, okay, so
okay.
She's doing sales right now.
$15.
The Mighty House Marshall strawberry sales.
As staff. Opposed to Clutter Clarity.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you got to make hay while the sun shines.
Right.
Sell them in the parking lot
okay.
here at WC.
So, you know, our field crew works Monday through Thursday, 10-hour days.
That's right.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So a client called on Friday, called me and said.
Who do you got?
Well, No. So we're wrapping this job up.
Okay.
The guys out there had the painters go ahead and come in on Friday to help finish up so that they could finish up on Monday. She calls to yell at me and says, why are there painters here? It's Friday. You're not supposed to have any crew here. And
oh,
I said, oh,
they expected to be.
I'm sorry. I thought they told you. Well, yeah, they told me the painters were coming, but I didn't think they meant today because your guys don't work today. I said, okay, fine. I'll call. I'll pull the painters off. No, I want more painters here.
Oh, as long as you're going, hey, you better get
right.
going.
And you better not have given out the garage door code to the painters because they shouldn't have access to it. I said, well, did you let the painters in? Yes. So, okay. So well, I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah,
so then I got yelled at because there were people on the job that shouldn't have been there because it was Friday.
Right.
And I got yelled at because I didn't send enough people there to finish the job, the painting job that was needed to be done.
We live in the same world. No question about it. That's right. That's
so
right.
That's my world. That was the kicker for this week.
All right, maybe we should sing our song.
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
And you're not singing.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know all the words.
Lord, help me get away.
Hold them up.
Cause only you can save me now from this misery.
She's not there.
I've been lost in my own way, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far? Lord, can you tell me?
Hey, does Rich sing when he's here?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I can't hear him at any rate.
No. Okay.
The only thing I ever heard him sing was
Happy Birthday?
No, he wouldn't even do that. But it was a song.
Everybody
that was a
happy.
Will Rogers song that I was playing or something. It was some weird Western.
And he just happened to have a Will Rogers tune on. And he just started belting it out.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, good for him. Nothing inspires somebody like Will Rogers.
No. Yeah,
I know it.
Anyways.
And don't interrupt her because we're going to get emails. So zip it.
Okay.
Wow. So last week I was talking about going into clients' homes and every home I go into, it seems that there's a whole bunch of stuff that I could easily say, you know what, just get rid of it. You don't need me. You don't have to hire a home organizer, things to get rid of. So last week we were talking about scraps of wrapping paper, dried out pens, markers, paint, nail polish, makeup. So adding to that list. And Matt Thompson, thank you very much for saying empty beer cans is a good thing to get rid of.
Especially if they're in your car.
And always count on Matt. that. Okay.
Matt always has good, insightful comments.
All right. People, please stop saving your bags. Stop!
Plastic bags?
Any kind of bag. Stop!
We save our paper bags.
Stop!
We use them, though, for recycling.
How many do you have?
A dozen.
Okay, a dozen is fine. That's what I would say. A dozen is fine.
40. Because...
A dozen? 40 dozen? Is that really what you have?
A dozen is fine. Start using them for garbage. You know, don't.
We use them for recycling because they're paper, so they recycle.
Yes, but you get more than you recycle. So start using them for garbage also. Instead of buying the plastic bags, start using... Okay, so here's the thing. You have the plastic bags that people save.
Mm-hmm.
People save their Ziploc bags.
Wash them and reuse them?
Wash them and reuse them.
Yeah, no.
And they put them in a little container.
Uh-huh.
Their Jewel and Mariano's, their paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
But people also save every time they go to a store like Neiman Marcus or Victoria's Secret. I'm just thinking the ones that I see all the freaking time.
Uh-huh.
That's what I see. I see Neiman Marcus. I see Victoria's Secret bags.
What's the problem?
Hundreds uh-huh. and hundreds.
But
and
you might need that one. You might need that size.
I think it, you know, people hang on to that stuff because it brings back the idea of shopping at those more high-end stores.
The
Neiman Marcus bags are always there.
No.
The JCPenney bag, gone.
No, yeah.
The
no.
Neiman Marcus bag, it's there for years.
They save it because one day they're going to need that exact size bag. And then people are like, oh, well, I'm just going to use it as a gift bag sometime.
What about boxes?
Oh, don't even. Okay, so... I say, oh, really? You're going to use it as a gift bag? What about all the gift bags that you already have
uh-huh.
that you've peeled off the to-from label on, and you've peeled off the little paper bow,
mm-hmm.
the little ribbon bow, and you've peeled it
off. Regifting gift bags.
Regifting gift bags and the bows. Stop it. Don't save the bows.
Robbie does not want your regifted bag.
Oh, no. What do you do with gift cards?
Like
you got a birthday card and you got all that stuff.
Oh, everybody saves those.
Okay,
we did talk about those last week.
Yeah,
I said
they're not sentimental, don't save them. And no, you are not emotionally attached to every single old greeting card. But the bows, please. Once they've been used, you're not gonna. Then you know what you do? Then you take a piece of tape
uh-huh.
and you tape it on there. Why don't you just throw the freaking thing away? Save more
recycle
space. Throw it away.
Recycle it.
Throw it away. You can't. Remember, we've talked about recycling. You can't recycle colored ribbon.
No?
Correct.
That's nylon.
You can't recycle that.
Oh.
Throw it away. Don't save it. And then you know what else
need
we're
to put a moratorium
do?
On ribbons now.
Yes.
Every time we get a box, a gift box, not only do we save the gift box, but we take out the tissue paper and we try to make it all pretty again.
Save
this
that,
is pretty.
Fold it up.
This is pretty extreme.
Yeah,
I mean,
every
at
house
what point do you get
go,
the iron out?
Exactly. Every house I go into. So what I'm saying again, last week, items without matches: socks, earrings, Tupperware, dried out items, pens, markers. Okay, and now I'm going to go with any sort of gift wrap things. Don't save the paper bags either from. Oh, I thought that was my music already. I'm like, it can't be. Don't save that stuff. Don't save the tissue paper. Because you know what? You can go to the dollar store
mm-hmm.
and you can get a pack of brand new tissue paper that's
if
not all
it.
Wrinkled and crinkled.
For half
if
a dollar.
You need it. Yeah. There you go. So this is my rule. If you have enough space in your house that you could store it uncluttered,
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Store away. Good thing I got a pole building.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then you don't need me. You know what? If you have enough, a beautiful, organized house where you uh-huh. can save every bow that you've ever taken off. Okay, do it. Okay. Can I tell you what you could stop buying now?
What?
Band-Aids.
Band-Aids?
Stop buying Band-Aids.
Oh, you can't have enough Band-Aids.
Oh, no.
You can.
No, you can't.
Electrical tape and some and a paper towel. You're done.
Yeah, don't use the toilet paper. It sticks to you.
Yeah. Paper towels.
Stop buying Band-Aids because by the time I see them, mm-hmm. they're dried out and the little paper that holds the sticky part just crinkles right off.
I got Band-Aids from like the 70s. They still work fine.
No, they don't. Stop buying.
If you want to know more about the Marshall Strawberry, tune in tomorrow at Q4 Radio. It's Q-U-E, the number 4.org for more information. Mike Novak will be on from 9 to 11. I'll be on there with them talking about the Marshall Strawberries.
Hair elastics. Women, I find these all over your freaking house.
I find them everywhere, everywhere.
They're annoying. And they're annoying. Little gross. You know, when there's a big clump of hair attached to them?
Well, then
podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net. iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. The conversation continues all week long. Just go to Facebook and Twitter. And follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Next week, we're going to have another tip of the week, the Mighty House Greenhouse and Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. Thanks to Jeff Merritt from Home Instead Inspections, LLC. Ian, as always, great having you in here.
Great time. I love doing it.
Ian. We have a note just for you. It says, way to sing it.
Way to sing it.
Okay.
You joined.
I tried a couple of lines.
Accurate Remodeling in Spring Grove.
Always a pleasure, Ron.
And
Robbie, you too.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Keep it square and level until
next
Saturday. I'm supposed to say next Saturday.
I noticed that afterwards.